this is Brad Geiger welcoming you to another episode of Hey Comics Kids, or one of the supplementary podcasts, 50 Minute Max or Smart Alex. If you want, you can subscribe to all three at iTunes. You can also find us on Stitcher. And if you'd like to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/heycomicskids. All the money there goes to a fund earmarked for the kids' education. This is a show we record just about every morning on our drive to school. We're having a lot of fun doing it, and it's great to hear that you're having a lot of fun listening to it. Now, without further ado, here are the stars of the show, 12-year-old Alex and 8-year-old Max. And we're back. It's another episode of Hey Comics Kids, and surprise, surprise, Max has a Pokemon topic.
Yep, I'm back with another Pokemon topic.
What do you want to talk about today?
Well, I'm going to talk about my top six worst and best champions.
You're going to go for six, huh?
Yeah, and I'm going to say...
Any ties in there?
No.
Okay, because...
But technically, but some of the champions I will not be listing merely because I haven't really experienced their champion battles. And either on my regular playthroughs or on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
So people like Wallace might not be in here. And I'm talking about Gen 3. That talks about all the Gen 3 champions, Steven and Wallace. So every generation, so Gen 3 counts as... Oh, Steven counts as Steven and Wallace.
Okay.
Or something like that. Or if there's two champions in one generation, then I'm going to have... Then they're going to be in a tie list.
Okay, well, we better get the show on the road, because today is Friday, and on Fridays, if we've made it to school on time all week, our tradition is to stop at Dunkin' Donuts and treat ourselves to a donut run. So we are officially halfway to school already and a little bit sugared up. So we had better get going, because you won't have as much time for the show as you usually do. So why don't you start at number six?
Number six, I have to give it to Diantha.
Really?
Now, okay, before you got you futuristy guys who have Pokemon Zero, the new Pokemon games, who Diantha gets super fleshed out, Diantha is only here temporarily because X and Y, I didn't really have that much of a good story. Like, a lot of, and Diantha just didn't really get a good role. I'm hoping to get a good role in the next Pokemon movie, and not Pokemon movie, but in the next Pokemon game. And I really hope that you will be able to be a more fleshed out character, but right now you just kind of see her in a cafe, she talks a little, and then she basically is gone for the rest of the game, and then you find out the champion, which is a good surprise since you never expect her to be in the champion. And because she's never in the storyline, but yeah, this is just for X and Y, so there's probably gonna be some bigger things in Pokemon Z. Because X and Y was had less fleshing out of characters, because Game Freak had to make 721 and 3D models of Pokemon, so I get how the stuff wasn't very good.
Uh-huh.
I get that.
You get that.
Yeah.
So number five.
All right. Number five, I'm going to place at the top with the Generation 3 champions, Wallace and Steven. Okay, these two champions were very good, and I'm not saying that I did not like them, because I really like them as champions.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like I haven't really experienced that much Generation 3. Like, I've played Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire, but that was so different. It's his own game.
Mm-hmm.
This is, this is temporarily, because I just haven't really experienced their games.
Okay, That makes sense. Thank you for being honest about that. Number four.
Number four, I have to give it to the Gen 5 champions.
Really?
Okay, so in Generation 5, there was a whole bunch of fleshed out characters, and the Black 2 and White 2 champion was Iris, who really only talked about Team Plasma and the origins of Reshiram and Zekrom, which is cool, but you can't really find out any of her backstory. She's not really fleshed out compared to really good characters like N. And that just kind of makes, and that doesn't really make, and I'm not, that doesn't really make me happy for a champion. And also, she's another Dragon Master, which I get, and I like the Dragon Masters, but why don't Dragon Masters have a full team of Dragon Pokemon? Lance and had two, the only type, all of his Pokemon showed were flying types. That made no sense, because he'd only show flying types when it was supposed to be the Dragon Master, yet half of his Pokemon were flying.
Right.
And although, well, he wasn't, he was a good champion with good Pokemon, and it's just you can't really battle him until you rematch the Elite Four in Black and White. Right? And I'm not going to do spoilers why. A lot of you probably already noticed, but I don't want to spoil it for some people. But since you only can battle him after defeating the Elite Four and then rematching it, mm-hmm. it just doesn't really feel like he's a good champion, in my opinion.
Okay.
Now, what takes the number three spot, I think, or at number three, am I correct?
You are correct.
What takes the number three spot? Now, this is going to now in the best champions. And I have to give this to Generation 2's champion, Lance. Lance, again, was the Dragon Master and only had three Dragon Pokemon. But I just kind of really liked him as a character. He's always just been really just a cool character in the games because... because he had those strong Pokemon that you had to work for.
Right.
Even though he has a level 50 Dragonite, and Dragonite evolves at level 55, but
right.
maybe he was using some of that Lake of Rage, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
All the evolution Lake of Rage. But he was a really good champion, and... for a character, you really kind of see him throughout the game.
Mm-hmm.
He's not just a character that had one kind of one high and then never appeared ever again. He's a character that really seemed fleshed out.
Mm-hmm.
Not well, as much as a Gen 2 character could be. Taking my number 2 spot is Blue.
Is this the second number 2?
No. That over one was number 3.
Okay.
For number 2, Blue. Blue was a great rival because he was a surprise. They could only do this in Generation 1 because any other generation, we'd be expecting it. But Blue, as a rival, he was your rival. He was not nice. He was literally... he was... a joke. He was mean, and now he's become the champion. He has searched far and wide to become and found every single Pokemon and built the greatest teams that couldn't be defeated by any other teams. And now he's the champ, and now he's the champion. And as a player, you walk into those doors, you see him, you're like, what? Why is Blue here?
Mm-hmm.
And then he explains it to you.
What's and, the explanation?
Well, he explains about the champion. He says, welcome to playing my Pokedex. I've traveled far and wide to find each type that could not be rivaled by any other type. And now, I am the league champion. Red, do you know what that means?
No.
Well, that's just the other player speaking. I am the strongest trainer in the world.
Wow, he sounds like he belongs on Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, there was a lot of screaming in that show, too. Yeah.
So that brings us, if I'm not mistaken, unless you've got another number two, to number one.
Cynthia, I'm guessing a lot of people saw this coming. And I haven't experienced this that much, but I just really liked it. The battle theme, oh my god, the battle theme is just so good.
Is this like she's got a theme song?
Like every trainer has like a theme, like do 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 do. Like every kind of trainer has like a.
What's Cynthia's battle? What is Cynthia's battle theme?
Well, it's kind of hard to explain because it's not more like a song like it doesn't have any words to it, just more like pressing on a keyboard. But it's just so good. And Garchomp. Garchomp is truly one of my favorite Pokemon. Like I remember playing. I had played Pokemon Y recently. I played Pokemon X, but I got a Pokemon Y game. We started, and I played through it with a Garchomp. And Garchomp are really good in stat wise, and that's just what makes Cynthia so tough. Her team is very steady. He doesn't have a lot of weaknesses.
Just putting a pause when we drive past this bus stop. Make sure you wave to our friend Eli over there.
Yeah.
But so, Cynthia controls Garchomp.
Garchomp.
That's what I said, Garchomp.
Garchomp.
Okay, all right. So she controls him.
Yes. She controls Garchomp.
Right.
But also many other Pokemon. I'm not going to list them all, but she actually has two of my favorite Pokemon, Garchomp and Lucario.
So, have you ever beaten Cynthia?
No.
Really?
Really. More because I just can't stand the pacing of Diamond and Pearl. I just can't get through those games.
You can't stand the pacing?
Well, more just like the text speed. Like, every time you go into battle, it's like, I have this on fast, right? And like, I lie.
So wait a minute. You haven't played this game because you're averse to reading?
No. Because it's just so slow. Oh,
I want. Because you got a lot of stuff to read, right?
No, because the text goes slow, even though when you have it on fast.
Aren't you supposed to be doing reading as part of your homework for school? We can count this against your reading homework.
Wait.
We'll just write down in your reading log, Pokemon.
Why did you read this book? Well, it's only a book, it's more a video game.
Just beat the pacing along. And it wasn't a book, right? But I beat Cynthia.
Oh, God. I'm going to try that.
And then the teacher says, see me after school. And you show up after school and she goes, doesn't Cynthia have the best theme ever? And then you both start whistling it together and scene.
Okay.
Nothing. Crickets. Sky mauled by my own son. All right, so the number one Pokemon of...
Champion
of all time is Cynthia.
Now, also, some people may be angry at me.
Who did you leave out?
For not including champions like Red. But they aren't really champions. They're more final bosses at the end map. Like at Mount Silver, you'll find Red at the top of Mount Silver. Which really isn't a real spoiler, because the games originally came out like 14 years ago. And you may not expect it, but you know something's at the top, and that's definitely one of the possibilities.
I could just listen to you say spoiler alert all day.
Spoil.
So, you prove me wrong. We are not at school yet, and you got to number one. I'm very proud of your ability to keep it succinct, short and sweet.
Yep.
But you better bring this one in for a landing. You want to do the honors?
Speaking for my... Wait.
Oh my
you can
God.
Find us at iTunes, Stitchers, and the Blueberry Network.
Very good.
Speaking for myself, my dad, and my brother who's reading right now. Goodbye, everybody.